Blog Talk Radio.
Elder Angelique Lawrence with another edition of Truth Finders. Listen, I need you to call a friend and text a neighbor and let them know that Truth Finders is on the air. Hallelujah. For those of you who are joining us for a very first time, this is where we dig into the Word of God to find our victory in Christ Jesus. And on today, we want to acknowledge our international listeners. I know Kabul, you all have been faithful to Truth Finders. God bless you. You all in Iraq and the Philippines and Brazil and the UK. I know you guys are out there listening. I want you to know, hey, we're standing with you here at Truth Finders. We're praying for you that God be encouraged in the Lord. We are standing together with you. Hallelujah. We don't care where you live at. Long as you, hallelujah, love the Lord our God, you believer of Jesus Christ, we're praying and we're standing with you. Amen. So you go get your pen, your paper, and your Bible. And while you're doing that, hey, man, we want you to know that Truth Finders is live here in the Chicagoland area. Every first Sunday of the month, we're meeting here in Aurora, Illinois. Amen. For those of you who want to come out, we encourage you in the Lord. You can come out. We're at Eola Community Center on Eola Road in Aurora, Illinois. It's an hour outside of Chicago. Come out and join us. If you want more details, you can go to our Facebook page, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries, for updates. We also have next month, we're starting a basic Bible survey online. Amen. For those of you who want to get to know the Bible more, not just in words, just like the books and the history of it, and how to really study your Bible so you can get what God is saying to you through the Word of God. You can all find that on our Facebook page. Again, Perfecting Love Outreach Ministries. By now, you should have your pen and your paper, and we're going to start off with the prayer. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We glorify, magnify, and worship your name in the hallelujah, in the beauty of holiness on today, Lord God. We know this is the day the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord God. We know on today that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, that we ask that you come in and have your way. You stretch out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You do what you want to do, and you move the way you want to move, because we understand it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So we asking you to move by your spirit, Lord God. Let me decrease and let you increase, Lord God. No flesh will tarry in your sight, Lord God. But you give your people what they need in this hour, in this season on today, Lord God. Now, Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We bless and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you, fellow truth finders. Amen. We're going to do like we always do. We're going to do a quick little review of the last time we were together. The last time we were together, we talked about the power of prayer. And one thing that the saints you need to know is this. Prayer provokes heaven to move on earth. If you want to see things change on this earth, you have to pray. You have to talk to God. You have to talk to the God Almighty, understanding that all power belongs to God. And the way, hallelujah, that we move God on this earth, he hears our voice. Hallelujah. His children, he hear our voice. And when we pray, hallelujah, he answers. Hallelujah. And so when we talked about the power of prayer, we talked about how God will move in every area, not just of your life, but every area around you. If you just start to call on the name of Jesus, if you start to get in the hallelujah, get in that place and start talking to the God, your maker, the creator, the heavens of the heaven and the earth, just get in his presence. Speak to him. Talk to him. Hallelujah. We talked about how Elijah was able to stop the rain. And hallelujah. We talked about how Joshua was able to let the moon stand, the sun stand still a whole 24 hours while he defeated his adversary. Simply at a prayer, talking to God and letting him know what was going on in his heart. Amen. If you want to hear more about that, you can go back and listen to the power of prayer. You can go back on Blog Talk Radio. It's even on our Facebook page. You can go back and listen to it there. But on today, fellow truth finders, We're going to talk about the power of the Word of God. And we're going to start with Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And it says this, "For the Word of God is quick," meaning it's alive, "it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Look at that. The Word of God is the most powerful thing on this earth. Think about it. It created everything that you see. Every time God spoke, things happened. Amen. And so when we look at the Word of God, let's get over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and 11. Let's get over there, Truth Finders, because this is an awesome thing. This is something. One thing I found out is the adversary tried to diminish the power of the Word of God. That's how you know how powerful it is. Amen. Because God's Word, hallelujah, we're gonna read it right here. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 says this, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but waters the earth and makes it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void." It's hallelujah. When we look at void here, because I'm going to explain this to you, saints, because you got to know what this is. He said his word will not turn back to him empty. It shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the things whereto I sent it. Amen. And so the word of God, hallelujah. In Isaiah, God said, look, let me explain something to you. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. Even Jesus said it. But the word of God remains forever. That's how powerful the word of God is. When we look at the way the world functions, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's just the opposite of that. God said, it's your words. Hallelujah. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about speaking to your situation, speaking to yourself, the power of the word. Amen. Just think, if the power for you to speak and declare in your own life, how much more powerful is the word of God that created the heavens and the earth? Hallelujah. How much stronger, how much more powerful that word will be when we know there's nothing more powerful than the word of God. Let's look at Genesis 1 and 3, because we need to see this, saints, that when you know the word of God, hallelujah, nothing by any means, hallelujah, should be able to take you down when you know the word of God. That's where the power lies. It lies in the word of God. Let's look at Genesis 3, hallelujah. Chapter 1, verse 3 said this, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." And as we get through the books of Genesis, as we go forward in Genesis, we found that he said, oh, let there be. Let there be the heaven and the earth. Let there be water and sea. Let there be. And to this day, we're still seeing the manifestation of God's words being spoke thousands of years ago. That's how powerful the word of God is. Why is it so powerful? I know a lot of people think that, why is the word of God so powerful? That's what I said. That's why the world keeps trying to diminish the power. They try to diminish the word of God because they know once you know the word of God, hallelujah, nothing by any means should be able to stand before you. Why is it so powerful? John, St. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 says this, "In the beginning was what? The word." Hallelujah. And it's in capital W. The word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so we see the word of God is God. It's Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so think about this. If God is the word, and we're speaking the word of God, we're speaking God into existence in every area on the earth that he made. Everything is subject to move to that word that created it. Hallelujah. Amen. So today, it has to manifest. It has to manifest when you speak the word of God. And so for us, the word of God is everything. So we're going to go through what the word of God is for us. Hallelujah. We need to know that the word of God is the answer to every situation and circumstances. And when I say this to saints, hallelujah, they look at me like I'm crazy, but I say to them, no, The Word of God can answer every situation and circumstances you're going through because it created the earth and everything you see. So the earth has no, hallelujah, everything in this atmosphere has no, hallelujah, choice but to bow at the Word of God. Amen. And so let's look at Deuteronomy 8 and 3. That's where we're going to start. And we're talking now about what the Word is for us, the saints of God, those who believe in Jesus Christ, those, hallelujah, the saints of God. Deuteronomy, let's get over there for our new listeners, Old Testament, like the fourth book, Deuteronomy. I'm sorry, I think Deuteronomy is the fifth book. Sorry, guys. Deuteronomy 8 and 3, and it says this, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he may make thee know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord does man live." So the first thing that the Word of God is to us, it's our resource. Hallelujah. It's a resource for everything we need. The Word of God. Just speak the Word of God. Hallelujah. Speaking, and he said, hallelujah. The Bible said, call those things that be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Use the Word of God. And so God here, hallelujah. And this is awesome because we're going back to Deuteronomy, back to the children of Israel. God himself told them, he said, look, I had to put you in the wilderness and show you that everything you think you're doing is worthless. Hallelujah. I had to show you that man don't live by bread alone. It's not what you eat. Your resource, the finances and everything around. He said, you need to know that you only exist, every resource you had is through the Word of God. And that's what the Word of God is. It's our resource. It helps us to make it in this world. Hallelujah. So for one, number one, the resource for all our needs, Deuteronomy 8 and 3, first, is our resource. Number two, Psalms 119. And on today's face, we're going to be in Psalms 119 a lot because that is the Psalms that tell you to love the Lord, love the Word of God. Amen. And the way this God gave this to me, I was just studying my Bible and just reading. I started reading Psalms 119, and every verse I was like, ah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And I came to the conclusion that this Psalms, the one who wrote this Psalms is new, how important the Word of God was. And it was like he was conveying thing that I had in my heart about the Word of God. And on today, fellow truth finders, I'm going to share that with you. When you love the Word of God, you'll see God manifesting in every area of your life. Amen. So we said for us, the first resource would be, the first thing that the Word of God is to us is a resource for all our needs. Number two, the Word of God is our guide. Psalms 119, verse 133. Psalms 119, let's get over there because I need you to see this. And you could just circle the whole chapter of Psalms 119, division of 119, because it is just awesome, guys. But it says here, and we're talking about the Word of God being our guide. Psalms 119, verse 133 says this, "Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me." So when we look at order in this place for the Psalms, he say, direct my steps, order my steps. The Word of God is a guide. When you don't know what to do, you don't know which way to go, get into the Word of God. God will talk to you through the Word and give you divine order and divine direction for your life through his Word. Isn't that awesome? Another scripture that says God's Word guides us is 119:105. And 119:105 says this, "The Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." This is a prayer that I pray all the time. Lord, let your Word, hallelujah, be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. I get up every morning and I pray that. Then I open the Word of God. I say, God, what do you have for me? Because he already told us man doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So I get in his presence every morning and I start to read the Word. And then my prayer is this, Lord God, give me this, my daily bread. Show me the order, my steps. Tell me which way I should go. Amen. So we said the Word of God is a resource for all our needs. We said the Word of God is our guide. Amen. But the Word of God is also our truth. And the Word of God is truth, the very essence of truth. Psalms 119, verse 160 says this, "Thy word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgment endures forever. The word of God is truth. Hallelujah. And this is hence Truth Finders, where it says the truth will make you free. The word of God is truth. There's perception. That's how we see things. Amen. But at the end of the day, the word of God is truth because it's God. God made it. He, hallelujah, all power belongs to God. So his word is the final say-so in every situation and circumstance. Hallelujah. Let's go over to John, St. John 17:17. Amen. And now we're talking about how the word of God is truth. St. John chapter 17, verse 17 says this, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus is talking there. He said, the word of God is truth. The way that you get sanctified, the way that you become a righteous man in God is through the word of God. Hallelujah. Isn't it awesome? How much the word of God, hallelujah, is the resource and the foundation for every single one of our lives. The word of God is also hope. Let's go back over to Psalms. Hallelujah. I told you it's going to be in Psalms 119. So keep your finger there because we're going to be combing through that chapter of Psalms. Amen. Hope. Psalms 119:81. Let's get over there. Psalms 119:81. And we're talking about the word of God being our hope. My soul faints for thou salvation, but I hope in thy word. The hope, hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When Paul says in Hebrews chapter 11, hallelujah, hallelujah, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The seed for our hope is the word of God. That's how you develop hope, through the word of God. It builds you up. It strengthens you. It guides you. It changes your mind. It changes everything about you. And so the word of God is hope. Let's look at 119:147. I hope I'm not going too fast for you, fellow truth finders, but I need you to see this. I need you to see when you know the word of God, hallelujah, when you memorize these scriptures, when you hide these words in your heart that you might not sin against God, when you get to a point that the word of God is the most important thing in your life, you will see the manifestation of God in your life. Amen. Psalms 119:147 says this, I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. God's word gives us hope. God's word also gives us righteousness. Psalms 119:172. Psalms 119:172 says this, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Amen. A lot of times we try to work out our salvation, hallelujah, on our own. But we're only in right standings through Christ Jesus. And the only way that we're made in right standings into righteousness is through the word of God. You have the word of God cleanses you. The word of God tells you, hallelujah, when you're in error. The word of God said, like we said earlier, gives you truth. So you may know truth, and truth will make you free. And so for us to be righteous in Christ Jesus, we have to know the word of God. And that's what the word of God does for us. It gives us, hallelujah, it teaches us righteousness in him. Amen. And also in Psalms 119:11, let's look at this. Psalms 119:11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Very familiar scripture. Lord, how do I walk upright before you? I keep falling. I keep stumbling. I keep messing up. Get the word of God in your heart. Just meditate on it. Like Joshua said in 1:8, meditate on his word day and night, observing to do all that is written. Hallelujah. That's how you stay in right standings with God. Stay in his word. Let him continue to strengthen you, guide you, protect you, do all those things to you through the word of God. Amen. The word of God is also our peace. Let's look at 119, Psalms 119 again, 165. Psalms 119:165 said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. When you are in the word of God, saints of God, this is so awesome. Just 66 books, the word of God can provide all those things for us. He's our peace. As I meditate on God's law, hallelujah, he'll give me peace. Amen. It also gives me comfort. Psalms 119:82. And I hope you're writing these down, because a lot of times we go through situations and circumstances and we just don't understand how to get through them. But God is saying on today, pick up the word of God. Man has tried to defile the power of the word of God. But like we read earlier, that's nothing more powerful than the word of God. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It goes into the soul and the marrow and the joints and the mind. It is the most powerful thing on this earth. It comforts us. Psalms 119:82 says, my eye fall for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? The man of God said, when I need to be comforted, I'm going to look in the word of God because it's going to be able to help me. In Psalms 119:50, it says, this is my comfort in my afflictions, for thy word has quickened me. Your word has made me alive. When I was the place of my affliction, he said, I went to your word. And once I got in your word, it comforted me and it prepared me. It sustained me while I was going through what I was going through. The word of God is also a treasure. We all want a good treasure, amen? Psalms 119:162 says, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil, great treasure. Amen. Once you start reading the word of God and you start going line upon line and precept upon precept, you'll start to find things. And God will start giving you revelation, knowledge of things that's going on in the world and all around you, and just revelation knowledge is into things that other people just hasn't realized, and it's all found through his word. Amen. The word of God is the wisdom of God. It's God expressed thought. So when you, hallelujah, you got to understand that it is such a treasure to us. When we look at the saints in the Old Testament, and, you know, outside of Moses writing those first five books, they don't have what we have. We have it all in one place, and it's readily available for us. The power is readily available to us. We even have the internet now that we can go on and find the word of God and use it and take it. Hallelujah. It's such a good treasure. Amen. And the word of God delights to my heart and soul. Psalms 119:154 says, plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. It delights my heart when I'm in the word of God. It does something for me. It's life-changing once I start knowing the word of God. The word of God is also the rule of life. Psalms 119:89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. We just talked about that he said, the word of God not returning to him void, but it accomplished every single thing it should set out to do. We already said that heaven and earth should pass away, but the word of God, it's the rule of life. The word of God stands. If everything goes away, the word of God would still be standing. Pass away, the word of God would still be standing. And you have to understand it's the rule of life. It never changes. That's why God told us don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away for it. Because it is the law of this land. It's the law of the earth. It's the law of the universe. It's God's word. And then we also talked about this a little earlier. The word of God cleanses us. Ephesians. Go over to Ephesians, back to the New Testament. And it's Apostle Paul talking now. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 says, that he may sanctify and cleanse it, the washing of water by the word. The word of God cleanses you. When you first come into the household of faith and you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he died and on the third day he rose and he did it for you, now you go into the word of God and it starts to cleanse you. And it starts to take away all those things that the world put in you. Hallelujah. All those things that had stinking thinking and those things that just wasn't right before God. But now, as you get into the word of God, as you hear the word of God, as you read the word of God, you start being a doer of the word of God. and it starts to cleanse you. It starts to get you to a place, hallelujah, that you're in the presence of God more and more and more because you're being cleansed by God's word. And now you can get closer and closer to him because that sinful flesh is dying, hallelujah, and now you're moving closer to him, hallelujah. But the only way to do that is the word of God that cleanses us. It transforms us. It gets rid of all those things, hallelujah, that grew up in us, all those things the world created in us, all those things that the sinful flesh came up with, and it makes us new creatures in Christ Jesus. That's what the word of God does. And also, let's get to Ephesians. Let's flip over to Ephesians 6 and 17. Because now we're going to see, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to see what the word of God truly is for us. Psalms 6, verse 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is a sword. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to Matthew 10 and 34, because I really want you to see this, fellow truth finders. We talked about all the great things that the word of God did for us. But at the end of the day, we need to understand, why did Jesus come? He came to bring us back to the Father. He came to reunite us, hallelujah, when we were sin sick and God knew not, hallelujah, we knew not who we were or what we were created to do. When Jesus shed his blood on Calvary for us, amen, he said, I'm not going to just come back and save you from the wicked one, but now what I'm going to do. In Ephesians 6 and 17, we just found out that the word of God is a sword. Amen. Let's look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. And this is Jesus talking because it's in red. And it says this, think not I have come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace on earth, but I came to bring a sword. I came to give my fellow saints something to fight with. Before Jesus came, we had no way of fighting the adversary. He was the prince of the air. We could do nothing. Hallelujah. Our sin sick couldn't do nothing but bow down to the adversary. But then Jesus came. And Jesus said, no, I didn't come to bring no peace. I came to give you the word of God, which is living and active and sharper than a double-edged sword, to the penetrating, even divine, the soul and spirit, joint and marrow, judging the attitudes and the tents of the heart. I came to give you a weapon to fight back against the adversary. You had no way of fighting back against the adversary. But when Jesus came, hallelujah, understanding according to St. John 1 and 1, he said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He said, I'm going to give you a piece of me. Hallelujah. So he said, look, I'm going to give you a piece of me. I'm going to have man write it in the book, and you're going to be able to carry it with you. You're going to be able to study it. You're going to be able to learn it. You're going to be able to be skillful in it. Amen. So every time the adversary rise up, amen, the word of God is going to be like fire shut up in your bones, and it's going to come out, and it's going to defeat the adversary in your life every time. It's going to defeat the adversary in your home. It's going to defeat the adversary every area of your life. That's what I came to give you. Hallelujah. The word of God to fight back so you can fight the good fight of, hallelujah, the good fight of faith. So at the end of this journey, hallelujah, you're going to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, because you fought the good fight. Hallelujah. You ran the course. You finished your way. Why? Because you had the sword. You had the weapon. You had the tool that you need to get through this life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just love God for his word. Remember, saints, the word of God is the most powerful thing on this earth. Amen. God bless you all, fellow truth finders. Amen. I thank you all for joining us on this afternoon. Amen. I thank you. Hallelujah. I just admonish you, go back and listen to the other, hallelujah, truth finders on Blog Talk. But I want you to remember this. It's the word of God that's the most powerful thing on this earth. And I also want you to always remember this. It's the truth that makes you free. God bless you and have an awesome day. Hallelujah.